clown world intensifies.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Press, the Global News Network. What are we going to talk about today? Today we're going to talk about two starting threads that are probably demoralization threads. Who cares? Should we force coal burners to spend the rest of their lives living with niggers, then post your best baby orcs? And what else? Official King Charles portrait has been revealed. It's a goodie. And we'll finish up with Jewish kids stomping on food aid. And for the finale, Israel is sending active duty servicemen to brutally attack peaceful protesters on U.S. soil. That's the show. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get into it, shall we? First, should we force coal burners to spend the rest of their living lives with niggers? To my son, your black is so beautiful. This is such an old fucking picture, and God, no, it's not. And if you watch the WebM, he sticks his disgusting nigger tongue out and looks like a fucking retarded ape like a second later. No, you're not beautiful. You're a disgusting ape monkey. Ugh. Sasu says, white men just need to turn their backs on them, look at them with disgust. Oh, you're a coal burner. Look of disgust. Also, white men, stop celebrating niggers, rap, etc. You're giving power to these scum. Yeah. There was a thread a few days ago about a Reddit post where this wife had revealed to her significant other that she was a coal burner. And then he immediately fucking 180'd and like didn't like her and was being super disgusted with her. It was really good. It's probably a work of fiction, but who cares? This Jap says pro-immigration subhumans should all be sent to third world countries. Yeah, pro-immigration's stupid, but ironic coming from a Jap when your fucking country's starting to push it more and more. You're becoming more and more corrupted by America. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. This American says, under any circumstance, a man needs to be shamed for dating a single mom, especially if the kid is a mutt. Eh. Yeah. Yeah. I get it. Women past 30, it's like, it's a wall. You're hitting it. You're fucked. Men should get with fertile lowlies. Deport them to Tanzania, Uganda, Zimbabwe. Yeah. There's a thread today where there was this one country that was literally going door to door. Deporting Africans, niggers, like super niggers or something. Wow, pretty awesome beast. Deport them all. She did the same thing, but for Jews to Israel. Most people agree that they should be forced to spend the rest of their life with niggers. Like, they chose niggers, let them go fuck niggers. Disgusting. Probably get beaten to death. It'll all sort itself out. Mongolian says we should bring back witch burning. Funny. Wall, hitting the wall, picture of Obama's mum sitting on a bottle. Apparently that's Obama's mom, by the way. Apparently. Wow. Classy. Botched transgender surgery. Weird. A lot of demoralization pictures being posted. Though this seems like a demoralization thread, so. Eh. This is her now, by the way. She always glares the kid. Dude, she looks rough. And that kid looks like a fucking full nigger. You can't even see the kid. He's full nigger. Here, let me go. We're gonna go widescreen. Enhance. God, look at that nigger. Look at that little nigglet. Fucking nigglet. Just do it, nigglet. Ugh. He has like nigger bucket. He has like a nigger mouth as well. Like, you see the ape-like features? Look at the ape-like features of the ape mouth. God, what a dumb bitch. Luke says, abort the baby and some form of public punishment, humiliation ritual for the whore. Yeah, I agree. That'd be good. That's what society should push that. That wouldn't be bad. Just abort in the first month or whatever and shun her as a societal whole. Be good. Be healthier for the society. Send them away, all of them and their hell spawn. Yes. But Jews first, please. That kid looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. He looks like a fucking ape. His entire mouth section juts forward, ape-like. Ape-like. Let's go look at more apes. Next thread. Post your best baby orcs. Ooh, this is that. I think this is the same woman. Here's high-def orc. Dude, what the fuck is that thing? What is that thing? That's like two hairlines. What the fuck? What the fuck? It's so abnormal. These genetics were not meant to commingle. I'm blocking it all. These genetics were not meant to commingle. Weird looking thing. Weird. Oh my God. Kristen? There's some weird looking mutts, man. They all look abnormal. They all look so hideous. Look at this one particularly in the bottom right. Oof, dude, what a loss. She's pretty white, too. She has, like, white. It's like, whatever. She's all fake. It's all fake. Never mind. All these women are fake. Ooh, Coldburner got hit. Get fucked. God, it's fucking teeth. Ooh, yeah. Dude, look at this one's head. Look at it. Look at its head, like, jets out. You can see it, like, abnormally jet out. What the fuck? How abnormal. Well, she's kind of abnormal as well. What the fuck? Also, why are your eyebrows above your regular eyebrows? Like, here's where your regular eyebrow should be. Why are they way the fuck up here? They look weird. Why do women do this? You're supposed to trim your eyebrows and then you paint over the hair. You retards. Like, what the fuck? You don't draw a whole new eyelash, you fucks. That's weird. It's like some Latinx shit. Stop. A nigger with, like, a half nigger? Next generation EU. Nah. Okay, I guess. Have fun, European. Ooh, whoa! Holy fuck! Holy shit! Why, woman? Why? Wow, for those listening, I don't know, a semi-decent looking whammons, but with just the most nigger of niggers that you could ever nigger. Wow, he's black. He's like black. I'm not like nigger, but also he's black. Like the color black. Fuck. Oof. What a loss. Of genetics. She's Jewish. This is perfectly acceptable. Oh, it is? Why wasn't it wee-wooing? Is it because of all the fuck? I was too busy looking at the nigger and the fucking makeup job? Oof. She definitely had corrective nose surgery. That bitch has had a nose job. They are chameleon-like and they're lying. That's what it is. They lie and deceive. Aggressive mimicry. That's the word for it. Aggressive mimicry. They try to mimic us. Bashy says, it drives me crazy how hot-ass white women will see a fucking chimp and think, I want to make a goblin baby with that. Dude, they're so brainwashed by the mainstream media, they get fucking instantly wet. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's deplorable. Ugh. It's rough. White women are full retard right now. Full retard. Wake up. Wake the fuck up. El Oigo. El Orgo. Holy fucking monster, baby! Holy fucking monster, child! What the fuck is that abomination? Holy fucking... She doesn't even look that bad. But that monster looks disgust. Oh my God. What have you created? What the fuck have you born? You've made a demon. You made a demon, child. I just can't get over how demon-looking this child. Wow. Wow. That's something. That's something. Dude, they're like another race of weird, abnormal animals that have low IQ and just, ooh, oof, oof, oof. Max, ooh, oof, oof. Oh man, funny. Is she putting her baby's pacifier in her mouth like it's a fucking hot, oh my God, disgusting. Trashy woman is trashy. Okay, on to the next incredible thread. Official King Charles portrait has been revealed. Wow, what in the fuck? What in the fuck? For those listening, it's Viggo from Ghostbusters. It's Viggo. Viggo, are you gonna crawl through the painting into my monitor like some ring crap? Jeez, what is this? What, how do I even explain this? His face is the only thing that is not blood red. His face is the only thing not blood red. Everything else looks like it's been smeared with the blood of demons. There's a little black butterfly on his right shoulder. I wonder what that signifies. Certainly not Satan. Certainly not Satan on his shoulder. Wow, the imagery is so simple to decode. Holy fuck. Satan's on his shoulder. I cannot believe they got away with this. What? He got away with this. What in the fuck? Literally Viggo. Literally Viggo. The first thought that popped in my head, Viggo. Cool mind control symbolism you got there, Fed, with the black butterfly over his shoulder. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. This is something.
Red Skull gore paint vibes. What is this? A monarch butterfly. Like, what the fuck is this? Are they fucking with us? The dude has to be mentally incontinent or just his fucks children every day. He fucks children every single day, right? What the hell? I love democracy. Literally Palpatine. Yeah, those are the vibes I'm getting as well. Palpatine, yes. What the shit? He's a boss of Dark Souls. Oh my god. This is just so strange. So strange. It looks like a wall texture from Doom, this Anon says. Yeah. What the fuck? Slovakian says, so he is in hell now or selling his soul to merchants? Which is it? Yeah. What a coincidence. Pick related. Oh my god. Kikish. What is this symbology? It's Justin Trudeau along with Soros and whoever the fuck this poo is. Meds now and on. Meds. Rorschach test. Yeah. Meds might help me accept the current hellscape trajectory we're on. What's happening? Dude, we are in the beginning stages of total meltdown. Prince Charles releases the Antichrist picture. Oof. Beyond comical. It's too weird. It's just too goddamn weird.
Melania, Blade of Mikula.
Fasci says, I like the painting. The cuck king is responsible for the death of his people. It's very accurate. It's sure as fuck is accurate. It's something. You know, life imitates fiction, doesn't it? Life imitates fiction, or does fiction imitate life? Something like that. Crazy. Next thread. Jewish kids stomping on food aid. Thoughts? Gaza aid attacked by young children. You know my thoughts? My thoughts are these people are fucking monsters. Yeah, that's my thoughts. My thoughts are these people are evil itself. Look at this child. It's bred into these people. They learn it. It's taught. Every Jew is the same as well. And they all speak their own secret language that you don't know. Hebrew. And they speak behind you. They speak it behind your back and call you a cattle, call you an animal. The way they wear these flags on their back like a superhero cape is also disgusting. As they destroy food, for innocent people. In before someone fucking reeves and loses their mind over Hamas being called innocent people. Stop fucking infighting, faggots. These are Jews stomping on food. We will side with the people fighting them and being slaughtered by them right now, okay? Do you not know how to just, like, suck up pride for but a moment? Do you not know how to just, like, suck up your pride? Like, suck it in for 2 seconds, you fuck. God, go flail in a corner for a bit. America says, why are they like this? Retarded incest babies. That's why. Retarded incest babies. Dio says, Jews tried to murder 2 right-wing politicians today. I was going to talk about that, but I forgot. I actually had that thread here somewhere. Where'd it go? The thread was lost somehow. But yeah, you're right. The Jews attempted to kill some guy that I... from whatever. PNN in America. Not foreign affairs. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Cool. It does kind of mean something because people were trying to leave... Who and the Jewish conglomerate, and then the Jews literally tried to kill him. The Jews tried to kill him just for leaving who? What? Trump left who? Trump was having who pay us? What's that tell you? Were they trying to kill Trump? Probably hate that man. Samarica says, Jews are not human. Even from birth, they lack essential humanity, and in its place have a seething malice towards man. That is accurate, Anon. Accurate. Wasting food they could use just to surrender. Dude, because they already have all the food they need. They're doing it out of spite. They're evil people. It's pure evil. Evil itself. You want to know what evil looks like? It's taking aid, food, from hungry people and smashing it on the ground. That's fucking evil. Jews are trash. Accurate. What a bizarre tribe, this leaf says. Dude, coming from Maple Man... Yeah, coming from Maple Man, look inward, Leaf. Yeah, what a strange, bizarre tribe. Like, I don't know, Canadians euthanizing themselves en masse because the government wants it to happen. Yeah. You're homeless and you have suicidal thoughts? Well, you better kill yourself. Yeah, what a strange, bizarre tribe. Samarica says, you sure that's not just Ben Shapiro? Oh, because a little child manlet. Ah, funny. That was a good one. What a wonderful cultural tradition. We need to give them more of our taxes, this Republican says. It's a rich culture, this French Anon responds. Netanyahu, appointed Minister of National Security, defends Jewish tradition of spitting on Christians. It's all so tiresome. Yeah, it's part of our religion to spit on Christians. I got in a huge argument with my grandfather today. My grandma's like, what are they saying on the TV about who's killing who or what or what's going on? I'm like, well, they're probably saying it's Hamas killing Jews, but it's the other way around, Grandma. That's what's really happening. But whatever Fox says, I guarantee you it'll be anti-Hamas, guaranteed. And then that led to a big old fight with my grandfather. But it'd be World War II and Hitler and blah, 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 blah. You know the rigmarole. You know the rigmarole. My pop's a really good finger on the pulse of the boomer consciousness, though, so it's kind of nice having that. Even if I don't completely agree with them. Plus, we can have arguments and end on a good note, which a lot of people, for some reason, can't do. We can, like, hash it out for a couple minutes and then just stop and be happy. It's healthy. It's fine. It's okay. You can disagree. It's okay. What happened to that being okay to disagree with people? Why is it so foreign now? It's like you have to agree with everything someone says. And the second you don't agree, it's like, everything freaking goes ballistic and out of control. It's like, no, you can have disagreements. It's okay. You can believe something and they can believe something else. And life goes fucking on. This Brit Bong says, and they wonder why nobody likes them. Yeah, they do. They do at times, but I think it's sarcastic. I think they know, and they're just doing it, again, out of spite. They're an evil people, and everything they do is just out of malice. Finale of the day, Israel is sending active duty servicemen to brutally attack peaceful protesters on U.S. soil. A few days back, I talked about the kid getting hit in the head with the 2x4. Well, they found the guy, and they've identified him. Israeli soldiers attacked U.S. citizens on the night of April 30th and on the morning of May 1st. They attacked unarmed protesters with baseball bats, metal pipes, plywood, 2x4s, bear spray, skunk spray, and of course, their fists. The man responsible for pick-related is a man gushing blood from his head. Gushing, literally gushing. Looks like you're pouring Gatorade on him. When they're pouring alcohol on his head and it's running down his face. It makes it look worse than it actually is. The man responsible for pick-related is named Elrian Bishmut. For over 4 hours, this was recorded on live stream. The FBI, the media, the DA, the governor of California, and every single law enforcement agency is refusing to arrest the people responsible for pick-related. Why? Well, it's quite simple. Because they are literally Israeli soldiers, not even here on visas, but on a special 90-day visitor program. These men attempted to kill 3 U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. They are active duty Israeli soldiers that are only here on a 2-month visa. And it's not even a visa. What the fuck? They've attacked U.S. citizens. What is going on, boomers? Wake up. Wake the fuck up. That's the headline nobody wants to touch. Oh, I want to touch it. I want to grope it. So the victims of the violence committed by foreign soldiers on U.S. soil will remain unmentioned because it's too politically inconvenient. Yeah, foreign fucking soldiers attempting to murder U.S. citizens on camera. Nobody cares. This is fucking comical levels of clown world we are entering. Comical. It could have been anybody, but an active duty Israeli soldier on a 90-day visa. Wow. I didn't predict that, but it's always the Jews, ain't it? Just always seems to be them. Every single fucking time. Every single fucking time. Look at that fucking schnoz. Holy fucking kike nose. A lot of kikes trying to subvert the thread. There's lots of Jews in the thread. Just saying weird stuff, trying to derail it. Fuck Israel, this Malta Anon says. When the American masses learn that they aren't your greatest ally, you need to stop spending them billions of taxpayers' hard-earned money and thousands of young men to die in their wars. That seemed like kind of butchered English, but he's from Malta. So thanks, Malta Anon, for your shit grammar. Smerican says, if I see any, I will be sure to execute them. That's very glowy, Anon. We could just extradite them to Israel and then cut off all funding and have them execute themselves. The Samaritan Kike says, Green Tex beats up shitskins and commies. They are, unironically, our greatest ally. Yeah, no. Pikes are not our greatest ally, Jew, Boomer, and or both. PNC says, Israel is allowed to attack American protesters with their soldiers. Lets you know who's in charge of America. Exactly. A lot of look at those beaks. Tommy should be shot. Anon says, not me. Glowy, and I disavow or whatever. A lot of Jews derailing this thread. Lots of Jews, just in weird ways. I can't even explain it because it takes like four posts to even somewhat get a coherent point of what they're even fucking blabbling about. Trying to turn into leftist versus right. Like, this is what they keep trying to do. This is what I keep seeing. They keep taking the narrative. The narrative is on Israel, okay? We are all attacking Israel together. That's good. That's what we want, right? We want Israel to fall. So we should all attack it. Good. Okay, awesome. They take that and then they start like pushing it so that it's us attacking leftists, us attacking the right people, us attacking liberals, us attacking anybody but Israel. Or they spin it so that, oh, you're attacking Israel? You know how you attack Israel? Attack those leftists over there. That's how you attack Israel, by attacking those people. And you're like, but those are the Israelis over there. And they're like, no, go attack those leftists. That's how you get at the Jews. I mean, the Jews are holding up a red flag and getting the bull to chase it. That's what they're doing. Anything but Israel. This Bitbonk says, that blood looks fake as fuck. Since when is it ever that watery or runny? Well, if you zoom in on the picture and you look over here to the right, you fucking retard. If you see this bottle right here of astringent that they're pouring on his head to disinfect the wound, that's what's pouring down the sides of his head. He should probably close his eyes so it doesn't run into his fucking eyes and sting like shit. This American says slide thread. Slide thread. You mean Jew, Lou? You mean Jew? Fuck. So many Jews posting and derailing and misdirecting, moving the objective. It's frustrating. Our enemy is the Jews. The university, I walked down to the front room today and on the TV was the five. And one of them was dressed up in a mock university student uniform. Like, she had the graduation cap on, the graduation gown. And she's like, I'm for Israel and blah, 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 whatever the fuck the message was. But she was mocking the students while sucking Israeli dick. And that's all the boomers are consuming right now. That garbage, that slop. And that's what they consume on a regular basis. And that's what we have to compete with. So instead of fighting with each other, find a way to get to the damn boomers, get through this Fox News bubble. It's ridiculous. And that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. The trip, the Great American Road Trip, it's starting. I'm aiming for the 21st. So I'll probably leave after I do the show on the 20th. But I believe for the 20th, what I'm going to do for that show, last time what everybody wanted me to do was show everything I was taking on the trip. People wanted like a breakdown of all the stuff I have in Nanachi to go on the trip. Well, guess what? I will make a breakdown for you. I'll do a breakdown video and that'll be my video for the 20th. So prepare yourself. I will try and do that. I love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye, nigga. Now, motherfucker.